it's definitely time to talk food. Alison from the wonderful BQ blog joins me. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we're doing something we've been threatening to do for a while. We're actually going to talk vegetarian food.
Yes.
So if you are vegetarian or vegan, please, you're allowed to stay in the room for this one. We're not going to be talking about
cheeks or
bits or duck heads or anything
tongues.
Like that. Goat's tongues is going to come up at some point, but not today.
No, not today.
So we're talking about
vegetarian Sri Lankan curries.
Oh, yum.
Yes, yum indeed.
Mm.
There's a real amazing variety to vegetarian Sri Lankan curries, like Sri Lankan curries in general. Far more than I think than in the Indian spectrum.
Interesting.
And they're bright, they're colourful, they're all varied, and they're absolutely fantastic, particularly like at the moment, I think, as the weather's turning and, you know, they're not super hot, not super spicy. They can be if you
they
really want
be,
them
yes, of
to be. But it's, I think now is the perfect time to really sort of have a go.
We've still got some of those nice seasonal kind of winter veggies coming out.
Yeah,
and
that's
great.
Right. That's right.
So what sort of veggies go into these?
Well, there's a lot of standard vegetables that, you know, if you kind of like eggplant.
Mm.
Eggplant curry is extremely fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really softly cooked. It has a really deep, I think they must roast it or bake it first and then slow cook it so it's soft and just has this wonderful flavour to it. So that's one of my absolute favourites. But one surprising one that you might sort of not expect is beetroot.
I would never have expected beetroot
curry. Yeah, a beetroot curry, and it's fabulous. So it's made with fresh beetroot, not the sort of tinned pickled.
Oh, good.
Beetroot.
Yeah, good.
And but you know the vibrancy of the vegetable and they cut it in usually into little strips, like sort of julienne strips, and it keeps a little bit of a pickled crunch in a sense.
See, that's nice.
Yeah.
Soft beetroot. What I've got to ask, is it looking like a bowl of beetroot? Is it a bit bloody to look at?
No, it's quite, it maintains the colour. But on the plate, like it's sort of sitting on the plate, so you've got your rice usually. Usually you just get a vegetable curry mix, so not all mixed together, but each one separately piled on the plate. So you've got usually a bit of rice on the plate, always a pile of dal.
Got to have that.
And then in sort of a circle around the rice, you'll have these various bits of different colourful curries. So you'll have the beetroot curry just sits on the plate and just screams at you like, "This, I'm lovely, eat me." You know, so you've got your dal, your orangey dal, your bright red beetroot curry, the deep brown eggplant, but then you'll have something green usually. And there's a really interesting vegetable the Sri Lankans love. It's called drumstick.
Okay, never heard of it.
It's a really amazing. It's sort of like it's very, very hard on the outside, but extremely soft on the inside. It's green, a green sort of stick, like twig. And don't make the mistake that we did when the first time you ate it, as just chew on it, because it's really
like it's sugar cane.
Like a sugar cane. Crunch, crunch, crunch. So it's actually, you strip it out with your teeth. So you stick it in your mouth and strip out the softness with your teeth. So that's something that, you know, it's a really interesting vegetable. So that's often a green curry you'll have. The other one you might have is jackfruit, which is absolutely delicious.
I never thought of that curry.
Yeah, a jackfruit curry is really beautiful. And it's hard to get fresh jackfruit in Australia, but I think it's becoming more and more common. So tinned jackfruit usually doesn't cut it for a curry, but if it's got fresh jackfruit in it, it's really fantastic.
Now, more importantly, where are we going to discover these?
Young man, you need to go west.
Oh, where everything good is.
That's right.
Including Tropfest. No, sorry.
Well, it's nearby.
I know.
Pendle Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny little place just outside of Parramatta. There's about four or five Sri Lankan restaurants there, and there is a dedicated vegetarian Sri Lankan restaurant there called Abby's, and that's fantastic. That's on Pendle Way. Toongabie, I think there's a few there, and Wentworthville is unbelievably, probably one of the biggest stretches of Indian and Sri Lankan stores that I've seen, far more than Harris Park.
Really?
Yeah.
Because Harris Park's quite known for it.
It is, but Wentworthville, I think, is actually has far greater amount of places there.
The concentration.
Yes, I think in condensation. and there's a fantastic Indian supermarket there as well called Adaya, and you can just get everything that you want, including frozen drumstick.
So you could go eat to your heart's content and then stock up on everything if you wanted to have a crack at replicating it at home.
Well, that's exactly what we do. We go out for lunch, go to the supermarket, buy it all again, then get takeaway and take that home for dinner.
Alison, it's always amazing talking to you. I'm wondering why I'm not on a train right now.
I was wondering that myself.
Terrible stuff. Where can people read a bit more?
Our blog, b-kyu.com. We often post pretty pictures on Instagram under bq_blog. You can have a look at that as well. Really, it's Sri Lankan curries. If you're a meat eater, you won't know it. You won't miss it at all. The variety and the flavours are just so intense and varied, you'll be satisfied.
All right, challenge accepted. I'll let you know how we go when we chat
Great.
In a couple of weeks' time. Thanks, Alison.